For many families, few conversations feel more uncomfortable than talking about the final season of life. People may believe that bringing up death is negative, disrespectful, or frightening. But in reality, loving families often build more peace when they talk earlier, not later. End-of-life planning is not about giving up hope. It is about reducing confusion, protecting dignity, and making room for truth, love, and Christian peace. If you are the aging parent, this conversation gives you a chance to speak clearly while you are able. You can share what matters to you spiritually, relationally, and practically. You can help your family by naming your values, your hopes, and your wishes before stress and crisis make those conversations harder. If you are the adult child, this conversation is not about taking control. It is about listening well, asking gentle questions, and helping your parent prepare with dignity. Adult children often feel pressure to figure everything out during a medical crisis. Early conversations can spare families from panic, guessing, and conflict. For both generations, the goal is peace before crisis. Scripture teaches us to live with wisdom, not denial. So teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Psalm 90:12. Webb, this verse does not call us to fear death. It calls us to live truthfully before God. End-of-life readiness may include several kinds of conversations. Families may talk about medical wishes, funeral preferences, who should be contacted, where important documents are located, what kind of spiritual care is desired, or what unfinished relational matters need attention. This course offers broad Christian wisdom and practical preparation, not legal advice or medical advice. Families should consult qualified professionals for state-specific or country-specific guidance. The goal here is not to tell you exactly which forms to choose, but to help you understand why early planning matters. One of the kindest things an aging parent can do is remove needless mystery. If your family does not know your wishes, they may be left making hard decisions under grief and pressure. Even a few honest conversations can bring real relief. One of the kindest things an adult child can do is create a safe atmosphere for the conversation. That means you do not rush, pressure, or treat the parent like a checklist. You listen. You ask. You return to the conversation over time if needed. If you are taking this course together, Topic 11 can become a meaningful, shared step. You do not have to solve everything in one sitting. You are simply beginning to prepare your house with peace. Ministers, chaplains, and Christian life coaches should also study this topic well. Many families need guidance not because they lack love, but because they lack language. A wise ministry leader can help families speak with grace, hope, and practical clarity without pretending to be an attorney, doctor, or therapist. Christian hope matters deeply here. Believers do not face death as those without hope. We grieve, but not without Christ. We prepare, but not as people controlled by fear. We tell the truth because God is with us in life, in dying, and beyond death. What not to do, do not wait until a hospital crisis to begin every conversation. Do not shame family members for being uncomfortable. Do not treat funeral planning or final wishes as morbid. Do not pressure a parent into rushed decisions. Do not use spiritual cliches instead of honest love. The goal is simple. Tell the truth early, listen with honor, prepare with peace, and let Christian hope shape the tone of the whole journey.